WLG, KO4NUE.
KO4QOG.
What's going on, bud? You done all right today?
We're just loading up a couple guns in the truck. Gotta run and get some gun screws, and I figured I'd drop a couple off on my way.
I'm headed there myself, and then gonna run by Wally World and try to pick up a couple external speakers so I can get them plugged into this crossband repeater down here.
Are you gonna get that thing up and running again today?
Now, you just have to swing by there and see what I'm trying to do.
Gotcha. I might do that when I get back from getting them gun screws.
Just to get them?
Just need a few short 632 screws with a certain kind of head. I gotta physically check them out, make sure I get the right head.
Well, you got any backup? Is it, are you backed up?
Good horror. Looking pretty good so far. Took a couple more in, but pretty much got them taken care of already.
Good, don't it?
Bad feeling when you get behind and can't get caught back up.
I know how that feels, man. Trust me, I do. Well, okay. Well, I'm probably a mile or two from the shop. I need to talk with old man for a little bit and see if I can do a little bit of trading. But other than that, I'm gonna leave there and then swing by Wally World and probably get some lunch, and then I'll be down at deer camp all day, so.
Or you plan on checking that trailer out?
Yesterday, and said, evidently Larry got on her pretty hard, so she decided, you know, I better back out of this before I get myself in trouble. So she just said that. I'd just let it go. I'm not interested. So, there you go.
It would be a lot of work for both of them, not just Larry, but her too. Be a lot of work.
Point was, Larry, he's probably about like every other husband on the planet. Hey, you get these crazy ideas, and I'm the one that's got to do all the work. You know, I'm just not going to do it.
Come on, man.
That'd be neat. That would be just so neat to have that fixed up, you know, the way it was from the 50s. I guess that's how old it is. But, you know, to do that would take just gobs of time and gobs of money, you know.
You'd be better off building something from stick building it from scratch. Come out better on time and money, probably.
It wouldn't be a 1951 mobile home either.
It does have a pretty neat look to it.
Not sure how the county would classify that. They probably would think it would be a RV or something.
First sight, they might come out and give them a ticket for spreading trash over the property.
You're right, because I expect that thing going to come in about 500 pieces trying to get it down the road. And, you know, you're exactly right. I'm glad she changed her mind, because that's gonna drop some property values, too. So.
And it's pretty much cleaned out, though. We got that part of it just about done. I still got some of my junk in there. But probably a good thing on her part that she changed her mind.
Yeah. All right, bud. Well, I'm almost at my destination. So I'll check in with you later. This is KO4NUE. I'm clear.
KO4QOG. I'm clear, too.